This is a patient, 81 years old. He's had a long history. You can see a prostate cancer treated in 2001. PSA rose. He started ADT. He developed MCRPC actually almost 9 years ago, was on chemo, then got SIPT, and then was on an early trial of enzalutamide even before it was FDA approved. And you can see he's had a really prolonged response since 2015. His COVID story is quite interesting. His PSA was rising, but he felt okay in March. He and his husband went out to their summer home on Long Island, and his husband died suddenly. It turned out both his husband and he actually had infection with SARS-CoV-2. His husband was about 15 years younger than he was, and yet his husband was the one who died, and he was completely asymptomatic. And we actually saw several of these types of patients, and it actually led us to look at a case series, because we don't have time to go over it now, and maybe we can talk a little bit about it, Neil. But there's an interesting hypothesis that androgen deprivation therapy may actually protect against severe complications of COVID-19. And so we looked at this in our cohort. We had about almost 60 patients. And you can see here, if you look at death, hospitalization, supplemental O2, or intubation, they all favored the men who were getting ADT, not the men who had prostate cancer that were not on ADT. And it was statistically significant for hospitalization and oxygen use. There are actually several clinical trials going on worldwide testing this question, but it is interesting that our data also supported this idea. And that case was one example. I have several other patients who really did better than they should have, considering their age and considering their other comorbidities.